Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Did you know that women now own more of the world's personal wealth than men? This was first reported by the Bank of Montreal's Wealth Institute 3 years ago, and yet our next guest says she continues to see women being underserved and overlooked when it comes to financial matters. Stephanie Vokrell is a certified financial planner with Critical Transitions Wealth Advisors in Columbia, South Carolina. Today she's in our studio. Stephanie, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here again.
This is something that you continue to see, that women are indeed overlooked when it comes to financial matters.
Absolutely. We do see that. And I think, you know, from my experience, it's because many times women just don't express a sincere interest in financial matters, and traditionally they're just not the primary breadwinner, and therefore they just don't naturally think about financial matters, or they just sometimes are just not invited to meetings, Mike. Now that's changing. We will be at some point making financial decisions in our households and or for our parents. When a crisis occurs, from death, illness, divorce, job loss, etc., women are forced to understand what they have and make these critical financial decisions at a time when, you know, they're emotionally distraught or physically exhausted. And this can be a very difficult time to learn about financial matters. Like, you know, can I afford to keep my current residence, or should I go back to school? Do I need to find a higher paying position? When should I file for Social Security? Should I leave my job and take care of aging parents?
Speaking of taking care of parents, can you elaborate a little bit more on the women's specific issues here?
Sure. I mean, as women, you know, we're natural caregivers, so I think that falls on us many times. Statistically speaking, this can make us twice as likely to become depressed or have anxiety as non-caregivers. So navigating issues that arise from being a caregiver is extremely important, because not only can it impact our health, it can also mean loss of wages and benefits, as well as loss of contributions to Social Security, Mike. You know, some studies have estimated that this can be as much as $325,000. So understanding all of the financial ramifications can help us make better decisions when we're confronted with being a caregiver.
What's another life transition that you see women needing assistance with these days?
We see a lot of women needing assistance through the divorce process. South Carolina, like other states, requires a financial affidavit be completed, which is critical to the divorce process. And this is just basically an expense and income worksheet. Many times I see clients completing this incorrectly. Having someone with financial expertise assist you through this process can make all the difference. So here are just a few financial errors that I have seen in divorce settlements. Home equity and note payments calculated incorrectly, you know, inequality in distribution of retirement accounts, pensions valued improperly. Many of these items can impact you significantly. So one thing I encourage all women to consider is how they can keep a skill active while they are in their childbearing years, Mike. Is there a way to keep your license, your certifications, your designations, your skill set? You know, keeping these is critical. You have no idea what the future holds. Having a way to earn an income is something women should never give up.
What is the one most important thing that you believe women should remember about starting the whole financial planning process?
I think the most important thing is to realize where you are. You have to think through, did you buy a life insurance policy or a long-term care policy years ago? How long has it been since you had, you know, professional input in your 401k investments? Understanding where you stand helps you see the gap of where you need to be. Women tell me all the time that running out of money is their number one fear.
Stephanie, as always, thanks for being here.
It's always a pleasure to come and talk with you about women's financial issues, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Stephanie Vokrell is a certified financial planner and a certified divorce financial analyst with Critical Transitions Wealth Advisors in Columbia. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.